stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right, another gym bro. Another gym bro here today. So, different gym. Anybody want to prank anybody at Viva Gym? What are the other gym brands, Ramiz?
Zone Fitness.
Zone Fitness? Are there a lot of them?
Yeah, there are a few around.
Okay.
There's also the Viva that's, I think there's only one though.
I've seen out one there by my place.
Yes, out in Sunningdale.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're hitting all the gyms then, Darren?
Not
lifting a single weight. Just
messing with the people.
Getting up to nonsense.
Yeah. That are trying their hardest to get their bodies in shape. Mm-hmm. All right. But it's all from their mates. It's from their mates, you know?
It's always the people you love, eh?
Yeah.
And that love you.
Yes, exactly. Mm. So Ramiz, is there a dress code at the gym?
There is. Of course there is.
Like, what is the dress code?
Come and be comfortable.
That's not much of a dress code, because that's up for debate. What makes me feel comfortable.
Yes, but also,
in my lived experience.
Are there any big no-nos when it comes to dressing for the gym?
Not necessarily. The thing is, obviously, everyone is in their own zone.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to come and look like you're in your pajamas or in your sort of underwear, then that's your thing, man.
But it's allowed.
There are rules.
A bit of a gray area. Yeah, okay. So now this guy, I'm phoning him. He's got a lot of tats.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's deal with him right now.
Hello?
Kevin Fruend.
Yeah.
It's Anton here, Planet Fitness. Sir, no.
Hi.
Kevin, can I ask you a favor, man? And I don't want you to take this the wrong way. You know the tattoos, we're introducing a no tattoo policy. You know, we get some of the old ducks in there and they find tattoos quite offensive and they, you know, pretty narrow-minded. So what we're asking, just the guys that do have tattoos, if they could just cover them up.
I tell you what, you tell the guys who find it offensive to come and tell me that it's offensive to my face and we'll worry about it then.
Thought I was nice.
Tattoo control department, good day.
Okay, look, to preserve the image of our gym, this is what we need to do.
The gym? What's the gym?
This is Kevin, right?
Kevin who?
Okay,
I don't go to gym.
What's your name?
It's Alan.
Don't make me out to be a fool, because I'm no idiot.
Where are you talking about a gym and...
You just answered the phone, the tattoo something, all right? I phoned you with good intentions.
Okay, I'm happy for you. It sounds a load of hogwash.
All I
want to
do...
Carry on the way you want to. You can sit all day talking to me. I don't really want to talk to you about this.
Well, this...
There's no effect on me. It's not going to have any effect on me. I'll wear what I want to wear. I'll walk around like I want to walk around. And if you want to find up and be civil, that's great. But I'm not interested in what you have to say.
No, but that's the thing is that you're coming to my establishment.
Your establishment.
And there is a dress
code. Your establishment.
Present.
Do you own it?
I represent Planet Fitness.
Do you own Planet Fitness?
No, I don't. But I am in charge.
Do you own it? No.
I run this gym. It goes according...
I don't care who the f*** you are. I don't care who you f***ing run. I'm not interested in what you have to say. The bottom line is, if you don't own the gym, don't speak to me about it, okay?
Okay, well...
As long as I pay my fees, we have got nothing to talk about.
No.
There. I've got tattoos. You've got an image. That's great. I don't really care. That's the bottom line.
Well, all I'm telling you is that you will not set foot into the gym with those...
My friend.
Yes.
Listen to me.
Yes.
Okay. Because I think you're actually talking the biggest load of shit. Have you lost your mind? Okay, and then hold on. Did you read your contract?
We reserve the right for entry.
You don't reserve the right for entry. Only thing that you reserve the right to, if I misbehave in your gym, okay?
Yes.
Or if I act like a complete...
Yes.
Then you have the right to throw me out of there.
Which is walking around with tattoos.
Or if I don't pay my fees.
Yeah. But
other than that, you haven't got the right to do shit.
Okay, so now all of a sudden you go to the gym.
I'm not saying that's a requirement.
Oh, now we're on the same page, aren't we? If you want to enter the gym tomorrow, make sure you've covered up those offensive tattoos.
Make sure I cover up the offensive tattoos.
Yes. And if you don't cover up the offensive tattoos, you will not be allowed in.
Really? Under whose authority?
My authority.
Oh, your authority.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you a little story.
Look, save your stories for your kids at bedtime. In any workplace,
Yeah.
This is common practice.
But you're not working, you're training, okay?
This is deemed a place of work. People come here to work out. So it's a workplace.
Yeah. Man.
I was expecting this call. Listen,
right,
hey, hold on, wait, whoa,
my
whoa,
new rules.
Hey, I can't believe we're actually having this conversation.
No, I actually can't believe it. I'm trying to understand where you're coming from.
This conversation was only supposed to go this far. Hey, hello, Kevin, phoning from the gym, tweaking a rule here, not allowed the tattoos.
Okay, I don't mind.
And the expected response from you was, oh, okay, I'll wear sleeves tomorrow. Conversation
I must wear
over.
Sleeves tomorrow.
Yes.
In the middle of 40 degrees. Not interested. Funny thing is, I pay your salary. I love you long time.
You my man. Rather find something more productive to do with your time, because gym is clearly not working for you, all right? Let's just be honest. Pump iron. You pump iron every morning in vain. It's a waste.
Hello? Hello, Kevin. Yo, it's Gerald here. Hello, Gerald. You've just been caught by Wackhead.
How's it Wackhead, yeah, bud? He told...
Very nice.
Very nice. My gym bros, I love you long time.
Oh, be on high alert. Darren's coming for you.
Any more gym bros? Let's do a week of it, eh?